This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Femi O'Kay. Okay. Now, all of this morning, we have been reporting on a case in California's Bay Area where police have been searching a house where a woman was apparently held prisoner there for 18 years after being abducted as an 11-year-old. The woman is 29-year-old J.C. Dugard. She had two children who were apparently fathered by her captor. He's a convicted sex offender and his wife have also been arrested. Now, following this case is Clint Van Zandt. He's a special agent with the FBI for 25 years. Clint, welcome. You've been following this case and watching it unfold. What's the latest?
Well, of course, the challenges are the comparisons that are being made between here in the States with Elizabeth Smart or in Austria, the case that we know of that took place there. We also had a case here in Missouri in 2007 where one young boy was kidnapped for 4 days, and because of his kidnapping, we were able to find a boy that had been kidnapped 4 years ago that was still held by his captor. So I think the finding of these victims encourages every family who has ever lost a loved one. I think the challenge is right now of how is this family going to be rehabilitated? How are they going to be rolled back into society? Realize that the little girl was 11 years old when she herself was kidnapped, and now she has an 11-year-old daughter and a 15-year-old daughter. None of them have been to school, her not since she was kidnapped, and her two children at all. So that socialization process is going to be enormous.
Clint, long after the public had forgotten this story, the FBI continued to investigate. How does a case like this stay active?
Well, I can tell you as an FBI agent who's worked cases like this, you never give up. You never turn off that emotional front porch light on the house of the victim. Until you find out for sure that that victim is dead, you run the leads, you go over them again, and with the realization that sometimes after a month or a year or 5 years, there's somebody who's willing to talk who at the time of the kidnapping wasn't willing to talk at all. So you have to keep going back and knocking on the same doors, talking to the same people. But in this case, it was just fortuitous. It was the kidnapper and two of the children happened to be passing out some type of leaflets on a college campus, realized that his neighbors describe him as a little crazy. He says he wants to form his own church, hence people describing him as a religious fanatic.
A little crazy, though. Clint, how do you live next door to somebody for 29 years who's holding people prisoner in the backyard?
Well, you know, the challenge becomes, do we really look in our neighbor's backyard today? And I think that's one. Notwithstanding the couple, this 58-year-old man and his 54-year-old wife, they are both responsible. And boy, do I hold that wife responsible too. She's a woman, and she allowed this all to take place. She's going to say that her husband made her do it. He's going to tell us that the devil made him do it. And the neighbors are going to just shrug their shoulders and said, we never knew. Well, you know, somebody needs to take the time and look over the back fence. And when you see blonde-haired people that are allegedly the biological child of a Hispanic, you know, that's not playing the race card. That's saying, you know, that doesn't look right. Explain to me how this took place. There's a lot of questions that could have been asked over 18 years.
And I'm sure they will be over the next couple of days. A lot of questions still to be asked. But thank you, Clint, for giving us your insight. Clint Van Zandt is an ex-FBI agent. He's been following the case of J.C. Dugard, who was discovered after 18 years after being kidnapped.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.